We had mentioned this once before, but Agav, when we discussed Erev Pesach, we mentioned the most intriguing wines of the Balamor and the Ramban. But here we have the famous Balamor, who says that even though Rav Gidol is brought in the Gemara, seemingly as a Dabar Pashut, he's brought in the second paragraph also, we explain our basic everyday halachic practice based on Rav Gidol and Rav. Nonetheless, says the Balamor, we don't hold like Rav Gidol or Rav, because Rav Gidol and Rav is only Aliba de Rav Yehuda. We know on Daf Chavches, we have a machlokis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon about there's also real say Lili there. Real say Lili is funny. He says Chametz is much better than Durban Pesach. Clearly, that's a different story according to him. But that's not such a mainstream shita. No Risha has a half of even a pasuk in that way. But Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue about Chametz and Rav Pesach. Rav Yehuda holds a lav of Losoch al of Chametz. The Rishon explained very nicely that in Shuta Shal Mikra, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon argue about Losoch al Olav Chametz. Olav clearly means on the Korban Pesach. So what does it mean, Losoch al Olav Chametz? Rav Yehuda says Losoch al Olav Chametz on Shchitas HaKorban Pesach. Sort of parallel to Losoch al Chametz Dam Zivchi, when you shech the Korban Pesach, which there are Pesach after Chatzos in the afternoon, you're not allowed to eat Chametz, the lav of eating Chametz, including Nisrandan, a lav, Mido Reis. Rav Shimon says, no, Losoch al Olav Chametz means when you eat the Korban Pesach, which is at night, when it's Mamash Pesach time, when it's Mamash Yom Tov. That's when you can't eat Chametz. This is the Pshuta Shal Mikra. The Ramban in his Hasagas the Sefer Mitzvos explains this, the Sefer Chinuch explains this, etc. So it's not clear if we pass like Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Big Machlokes Rishonim says the Balamor, we pass like Rav Shimon, and according to Rav Shimon, that's if okay. Kamenetskis are not, those Kamenetskis are not here, so I can say whatever I want. So according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no Isra Anah of Chametz on Erev Pesach. So obviously there's nothing to talk about Rav Gidol. It's not Usr at all. If it's not Usr at all, then there is obviously no question of Hafkas Kiddushin, no matter what the lumnus is, because it's Taka Mutter. It's of course valuable. It's a regular Mutter object. And here we get into a big Machlokes Rishonim. The Rishonim argue on the Balamor. The technical machlokas, how can you say we don't hold like Rav Gidol or Rav? After all, the Gemara says, Abodik Sharishon Yivatel, and based on Rav Yehuda or Rav. Abodik Sharishon Yivatel, everyone agrees with. So if it's something everyone agrees with, based on Rav Gidol or Rav, it must be we hold like Rav Gidol or Rav. Okay, the Balamor would have to figure out how to answer that. It's not so clear to me. He doesn't say how you. I mean, it's not fair. He doesn't say how you said he didn't know someone necessarily asked that question on him. In my humble opinion, that's a technical question. How can you say we don't hold like Rav Gidol or Rav? Then why is Habodik Sarshi Yivatel? My humble opinion, I think you would answer that. No, Habodik Sarshi Yivatel. One second. Okay, I'm not sure how he would answer that question of Habodik Tzarchi Vatel. It could very well be that he might go so far as to say that, okay, so we won't hold up Habodik Tzarchi Vatel. There was also Rav talking. And Rav Lishitazi goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's Vachal Moshe Messina that Habodik Tzarchi Vatel. Okay, but let's see the different shitas here. What taka is the halacha according to Rav Shimon? One thing is clear to Rav Shimon. Ain't no overlap. There's no Aveira. There's no Lav. That asers chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. As everyone points out, it's still asr to own chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You still are not allowed to keep it. You have to destroy it. That is daf dalad amid beis. We said the kuli alma mia chametz b'shei shosu mala asr. Kuli alma. Everyone agrees that you have to burn it. But if you happen to have chametz that you didn't burn yet, so what should you do with it? So says the Malamor famously, right? You can eat it in the chashvas and gedol mizol. You should get rid of it, but you can get rid of it by eating it. You can get rid of it by being nene from it. You know, maybe you could sell it to a guy, you could feed it to your dog, you could burn it in your fireplace, etc. So here we have a big machlokes rishonim about chametz and erev Pesach lefi Rabbi Shimon. What is the status of achila, and what is the status of hana'ah? What is the main machlokes between the Balamor and the Ramban is how to interpret tashbisu midaraisa. The Balamor says tashbisu, you have to get rid of it, you shouldn't have it. But if you eat it, ain't l'chash basa gedol mizol. Why? Of course, no isur d'oraisa. Eating is a wonderful kiyum of tashbisu. While the Ramban responds and says that, what's his lush in the Malchamos? Ain't l'chadavar, something along those lines. The Rina David has a similar formulation. He says something along the lines of, ain't l'chabator davar shetar chash basa umutter b'achila. No, can't be mutter to eat if it needs hash basa. So there's this fundamental d'oraisa. Machlokes, what is the status mita oraisa of chametz? The erev Pesach achar chatzos says the Balamor. Lotar mita oraisa. Where are you? Let me ask a question. What is the din?
Nothing that requires hospitals.
What is the din chametz, the erev Pesach, achar chatzos, midoraisa? If you only take into account midoraisa, then what does the Balamor hold? Says the Balamor, mutter b'achila. Says the Balamor, mutter b'achila. Mutter b'achila midoraisa. Why? Because you have to get rid of it. It's the best way to get rid of it. Says the Mochamos, the Ramban, Aser ba'achila midoraisa and mutter. Yeah, no, midoraisa. Aser ba'achila mutter midoraisa. What is the swara? Right? The swara. Ein lecha hashpasa. And what is the swara of the milchamos? The swara of the milchamos was ein lecha davar she.
Rabbi, the Ramban says the chametz is asher ba'anah.
I'm talking about achila. Ein lecha davar she tzarech hashpasa umotar ba'achila. She tzarech hashpasa umotar ba'achila. Right, we had it a little earlier in the year, right?
But all other Yisuri Hano, all other things that are Chayv Hashbos are Yisuri Hano.
I don't know. Are all other things that are Chayv Hashbos Asur Ba'ana? The Ramban doesn't seem to think so, right? He says nothing requires Hashbosa and is mutter to eat. And maybe he doesn't think everything requires Hashbosa is Asur Ba'ana, just as Asur to eat. You know, I don't know what all the things that are Chayv Hashbosa in the Torah.
I just played what I knew.
Okay. It's a good point, and keep that in mind. That's not what the Ramban says. Okay, keep that in mind. Now, we analyzed a little Let's Chazer at the beginning of the year. Where does this come from? Like, basically, both these are just svaras, right? Like, no one has a reason for any of this. The Balamor says you have to destroy it. Great, now it's destroyed. It's gone. Best way to destroy something is by eating it. That's much better than throwing it in the wind or in the ocean or any of these other things. It's mamish destroyed. It's even better than burning it. When you burn it, you have ashes. When you eat it, you have nothing. And the Ramban says, don't be ridiculous. If the Torah told you to destroy it, then obviously it's treif. Why would the Torah tell you to destroy it if it was a good thing? It's obviously a bad thing, so you can't eat it. What we suggested earlier in the year is, what's the machlokes? Here's just a fundamental smart, different axioms, machlokes. What we suggested earlier in the year was that they might have a svara machlokes fundamentally about the nature of Erev Pesach. We recall this from Daf Beis. That they have a svara machlokes about the nature of Erev Pesach. Their Balamor views Erev Pesach as a day of preparing for Pesach. And as a day of preparing for Pesach, the ikkar is to be ready by nightfall. And that's why you have to shech the carbon Pesach, so it'll be ready by nightfall. That's why you have to get rid of your chametz, so it'll be ready by nightfall. So if you eat it, that's great. You make sure you have no chametz by nightfall. And Ramban had a totally different lamdish approach to Erev Pesach, Acher Chatzos. He says it was an extension of Pesach. It's an extension of the Chag. And therefore, as an extension of the Chag, it makes sense. The Torah tells you not have chametz. That's because it's part of Pesach. And a Pesach chametz is a terrible thing, not because chametz can be bad later. Because now it's already Pesach. And remember, we tied that into the Grog, the Ramah, who says that Erev Pesach is a Matal Avelos, because it's really one of the Chagim in the Torah, etc. Okay, that could be the Yesoda Machlokes, is what we said earlier. We won't go back over that now. Who agrees, by the way, with the Balamor, that Midoraisa, there's no Isser whatsoever? Does anyone agree with the Balamor that Midoraisa, there's no Isser whatsoever? Not so many people, right? Agree with the Balamor that Midoraisa, there's no Isser whatsoever. The Torah quotes the Sefer Itter as saying that. The Torah says, Af Mishbale Itter Kasav She'eno Ela Midrabanan. But the Sefer Itter that we have doesn't say that. Sefer Itter that we have says over Ala Sebach Hibasal. So it's not so clear. So who would go with the Balamor? You would go the Tor B'Shem Sefer HaItter, but it's not so clear as what the Sefer Itter actually holds. Who agrees that it's Asur B'Achilo Midoraisa, but not B'Hana Midoraisa? Most Rishonim, right? Most Rishonim say that it's Asur B'Achilo Midoraisa, but not B'Hana. All the Beit Midrash of the Ramban, meaning the Rebbein of David and the Ritva, the Meiri holds that. The Rambam is the one person who we could never tell what he holds because he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, so we don't know what he says according to Rosh Hashanah. The Tosos holds that. The Rush holds that. The Sefer Itter holds that. The Chulei. So here we have here most Rishonim. And what's the third possible sheet to be the Rice, of course? Exactly, the Chidush HaRan. It's not just the Chidush HaRan. The Ran says it in the Rif also. Just the Ran in the Rif says, and I've told you this as I explained in the Chidush. So, the Chidush put the Ran and the Maram Chalava. The Ram and the Maram Chalava are the only two people who hold this. Now, just to be fair, the Chinuch also quotes the Ramban as holding this. The Sefer Chinuch. It's a little funny because the Ramban doesn't hold this. So, never sure exactly why I bothered to quote these things, but he says the Ramban says that Sefer Chinuch says, calls the Emeshish Isidor writes of the Nehenem in the Chometz Achratzos, but I'm not answering the question, Mitzvah Sashbasa, it's just an essay. So this would be the Ran and Ramchalava. Who agrees with this? The Chinuch, the Shem Ramban. It's a little funny. I'm not sure why you thought that's the Ramban. Hold, it could be he didn't have a copy of Melchamos. He only had a copy. I don't know who had a copy of Melchamos. It didn't seem like it's such a popular book in the days of the Achronim. It could be he only had a copy of the Ramban Sasakos of the Sefer Mitzvos. The Ramban Sasakos in the Sefer Mitzvos, he speaks in generalities. He doesn't speak very specifically, and maybe the Chinuch had a pshat there. They say that it is Aser Be'achila Ubehana of Niasei of Tashvisu. Okay, so the we're dealing with Svara here. Does anyone give a different Svara? Like, does anyone say the Svara over a little differently from the Ramban when it comes to when it comes to the shita, the middle shita, that's also Rachila Motorana? Okay, but he's quoting. Who's he quoting? Right, what does Tosos say? The Lashon of Tosos is, I'll read you the Tosos. Umash v'tashbisu shalo kederech hanah adayin v'achila. He doesn't mean tashbisu that hanah. Tashbisu, not like the normal derech hanah. Tashbisu means not the derech achila. That's what the Tosos says Tashbisu sounds like lo b'derech achila. It doesn't seem exactly the Rabban says. Anything the Torah doesn't like is obviously wrong to eat. Tosos says more specifically, the word Tashbisu sounds like it's not k'derech achila. The
Okay,
so, correct.
Okay, give me a second. Tashbisu mashma shalo kederach achiva, or shalo alide achiva. That's what you say. Shalo alide achiva, right? Tashbisu sounds like destroy it. So, again, I just don't focus on Kederach Hanasa. He doesn't mean Isra No. He just means that eating it is the normal way of being that. Tashbisu sounds like destroy it, don't use it. Okay, what's the svara for the Ramadan Kalab? Mehechi Tesi, it should be also about Na'a. Anyone? What's the svara of the Ramadan Kalab? Explain a little better. But how do we know we hold the Rabbi Elazar? How is that not circular reasoning? Who says Rabbi Elazar is not about Na'a? Who says Elazar about Na'a? No, but Midoraisa. The Rabbi Yudom Rav's not in the Torah. Last I checked, I'm a pretty good Baal Kori. I never found Rabbi Yudom Rav in the Torah.
But the Mishnah.
How do you know in the Torah there's an Isra Na'a?
The Mishnah says that anything that's also about Hila is also about Na'a.
The Mishnah
doesn't have
to write to the first of all, the Mishnah never says that. Rabbi Abahu says that, and Rabbi Abahu never says that. He always says in the Torah, use the Lashon Lo Sochal, it's also around Na'a. Here, according to the Torah, never says Lochal. What's the Chedush Yeran's Bart? How does Chedush Yeran know from the Torah that it's also around Na'a never pays it after Chatzos?
Okay, that's
it. It's all, because the Torah says Tashbisu, and Tashbisu is a remez mida oraisa that you could do either physical destruction or bittol. So Tashbisu means bittol. But how can bittol work? The only, now here is assuming, the only option for how bittul, remember different options how bittul can work, the only option for how bittul can work is, because it's not really yours, but a so-called ki'ilu b'rishuso, if you don't want it, it's not a so-ki'ilu b'rishuso. So bittul implies that it's not b'rishuso. Tashbisu implies bittul, bittul implies it's not b'rishuso, because bittul only makes sense if it's not b'rishuso, and if it's not b'rishuso, it must be also rana. It's a very indirect way of getting there, but that's what the Ran says. Says the Ran, tashbisu implies bittul, which implies eino bershuso, which implies aser dehanaa.
We had a session a while back with meaning it's not typical after. That's the way that the Ron says it. And the Ron says it's not typical. So whether or not you're going to get up here, it sounds like the Ron is more gentle and not hefker.
Because if it was kind of hefker, you might be able to.
Honestly, not the way that we're down the rest
of the
okay, but you know. I wonder what you make of it, because the logic would work either way, so it's a subtle point. Right? The logic would work either way. So I have to think about it. You know, how much you've been dying from the loss.
No,
okay. Now, the Maram, Joel, I think, wanted to suggest a different possible svara. What's the other possible svara? He wanted to suggest that you could extend the Ramban and say, Ein lecha davar sheh. What's the lush? I keep forgetting the lush. Ein lecha davar b'torah shetzar chashvasa. What's a rana? Maybe anything the Torah wants to destroy is obviously us a rana. You shouldn't use it. If the Torah wants to destroy it, you shouldn't use it at all. Right? That's not found explicitly. I saw in the Nitik of Real's footnotes in the Maram Chalava, if I'm not mistaken, he wants to suggest this. The Maram Chalava doesn't say what as far is. He never says as far. And he says, oh, some people think it's the name of the Ran. Efshar could be this. So Efshar, you could say similar to the Ramban, right? Why do I think so? Because like Joel was saying, he doesn't like the Ramban. He should have made it also about Noah Quartet tomorrow. Okay, the Ramban obviously thought, no. If something's, if the Torah wants to destroy something, it must be that you shouldn't use it in the classic way. But it could be Torah said, maybe you could say, Ula Yesh Lomar.
I want to say that's what the Baal HaMor thought.
That Ein Lecha Davar She Ta'on Hashbasa U Motor Or you could say again, based, you could sort of extend the Ramban, you could also extend Tosfos, right? Ula Yesh Lomar, I don't have the chorus for this. That Tashbisu Mashma Shelo Kederech Hana'a Klal. Right, not Kederech Hana'a So, which is a loaded phrase in the second parak, means the best way to get Hana'a. Maybe Tashbisu means destroy it, don't use it. Using it is not destroying. Destroying sounds like the opposite of using. So you could have extended the Ramban, you could have extended the Tosos and the Rush if you wanted. Or the Ramban comes with like a curveball and goes through the secret passage and says, I have no direct Makar Asar Hana'a, but I have an indirect hint that there's an Asar Hana'a from the concept from the institution of Bittul. Okay, before we analyze the Lundus a little, I don't know, maybe we should have gone in a different order, I just want to tie up the Armenian, let's analyze the Lundus now. Right, the I don't know who's the first one. I don't know if the Avnei Nezer is first, or you know, really the or not. But Yesh Makom Lachkor, according to the Manda Amar, who says it's Aser. What's the nature of this Iser of Ichkila slash Hanah on Erev Pesach? Right, and the this the Avnei Nezer is his Chakira. I don't know if anyone said it beforehand. No one I found. Right, maybe Yesh Makom Lachkor. Right. Eser chametz the erev Pesach achar chatzos. What is the chakira? We say it's an isra save tashbisu. The Baal HaMor thinks there is no such thing, right? But he admits to be rabbanan. But let's say it's an isra save tashbisu, right? It's also bachila. We did not save tashbisu. We tosos the Russian rov shonen, and it's aser behanah. Also, we didn't miss the save tashbisu according to the Maram Chalav and the Ran and a. Alleged shot in the Ramban, which doesn't seem to be correct. So what's the question? The question is, what do we mean to asmisum tashbisu? Do we mean that it is a bitul asay of tashbisu? You're supposed to do tashbisu, and here you're not doing tashbisu. You are being vatli asay of tashbisu, or do we mean no? It's not a bitul asay of tashbisu. It's that tashbisu is the gloy milsa, that there must be some underlying yisr, which the Avnei Nezer points out is basically the difference between how the Tosos sounds and the Ramban, right? So yesh lachor, is it, you know, alpi Tosos and the Rush? What are you going to say? You're going to say alpi Tosos and the Rush. You're going to say it is a Bittel or Isser Asay, you know, Dish Tashbisu, meaning is it is a direct violation of Tashbisu. What's wrong with it? The Torah told you Tashbisu, and you didn't do Tashbisu. You did something else that the Torah didn't count as Tashbisu. You didn't do Tashbisu. Or do you say, Alpi the Ramban and the Ran, right? He says Ramban and Tosos, I think, right?
Are those the two Rishonim that the Avnei Nezer picks? Tosos and the
Ramban, right? But you could also add the Ran, right? The Ran is not saying you're violating Tashbisu. He's saying Igloi Milsa, it's Igloi Milsa, right? Igloi Milsa, it's not that you violated Tashbisu by eating or being nene from chametz and erev Pesach after chatzos. Just Tashbisu is like, no, the Torah wouldn't have said Tashbisu if it wasn't Usser. Right? Not that the Isser comes after Tashbisu. The Isser comes before Tashbisu. Right? The Torah wouldn't have said it was Usser if it was Mutter. The Torah wouldn't have said Tashbisu was Usser according to Ran. The Torah wouldn't have given you an opportunity of Bittul if it was Usser. Why is it Usser? It's Usser because chametz is Usser. Right? So, before versus after. Right? Once there's an assay, after the assay, you're not now violating the assay, or before there's an assay. The only reason there is an assay, or the only reason there's an assay in this surah, is because, right, so this is a independent violation. Tashbisu is indirect proof or direct of its existence. Right? What might be the nafgamina of this chakira? See, the two different ways of understanding why Rav Shimon can ask me the right. So what nafgamina is the Ebenezer give? All the nafgaminas only work on one sheet, right? I have the Makor sheet, but we don't have time to go over to Shir. A big machlok zachronim, the chati Shir is osur min Torah on tashbisu, on bal yirah bal yimatzi. Maybe chati Shir is osur only osur min Torah on eating, not on other things. Famous machlok zachronim, the chacham tzvi. Rashi and Shabbos Tavayin Dalet, right? Rashi and Shabbos Tavayin Dalet says Chatzis Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. Is Asur Min HaTorah. Even on Melech HaShabbos, well, the Chacham Tzvi says it's only Suri Achila, it's only the Makor, or it could be the Chatzis Shir is only Asur Min HaChazi, it's the Rufay, but while you're Abba Yimatzi, it's not Chazi, it's the Rufay, right? If I don't have Gzais of Chameitz now, and I don't have Gzais of Chameitz later, that's not Sari, only if I only both at once. Okay, the whole Sugya, but what's an Afkamina? Let's just put the nafkaminas. Nafkamina, one, chatzi shir, achilas, chatzi shir, lefim on the omar, that there's no iser hashbasa, a chatzi shir. So if you say it's a bittel of, says the Ebenezer, this would be a limut, at least in a Torah, right? At least not on Torah. I don't think you say mutter. You should try it at home. But what does he say here? The nafkamina v'chatzishil, dasavoskim, etc., etc. Okay, he says mutter. Okay. Not clear exactly what he means. Okay, mutter at least not on Torah. Right. But, asr, meaning if it was any going milso or pre-existing, yes, sir, then anything that's asr to eat is asr to eat chatzishir. Right? That's the general rule. But if it's only because you're not doing, by eating, you're not doing tashbisu, you're nullifying tashbisu, then if you're in chayv through tashbisu, maybe there's no iser at all, or at least no iser min ha-Torah. That's a nafkamina. Another nafkamina comes out of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim only says one side. But the Prima Gadim brings down the following suffix, the following machlokas that he's indirectly quoting. Right? He says, is a woman chayv in tashbisu? Mitzvah says, man grama. Interesting question, right? Is a woman chayv in tashbisu? So what does he want to say? He says, well, the woman chayim tashbisu. He says, you know what? I have a proof in the sugya. If you're Mekadosh, a woman with chametz and her Pesach after chatzos, Rav Gittel says not Mekudeshes. He says, but, hold on a second, if a woman's patur from tashbisu, then for a woman, it's mutter to have chametz to eat and to be nene from chametz and her Pesach after chatzos. And if it's mutter for a woman, then if it's mutter for her, it should be valid kedushin. Who cares that it's also for the man? It's mutter for the woman. Then he says, and see that long Mishloh Melech about whether it has to be worth money to the man or to the woman. What's his basic assumption? His assumption is that. So this is the other thing, sir. His assumption is that, what about, is that if a woman is patur from tashbisu, then she's allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. So what about Isha? Lemanda Omar Tura Me'asei Detashbisu assumes the Prima Gadim. She's Muteres to eat Chametz, certainly be Nana. He assumes if she's Pater from Tashbisu, then it's Mutter for eat Chametz. And therefore he goes into, so why is she Mukudeshes? It must be because it has to be worth money to the man. Is it possible that Tashbisu is in Isra Say? Didn't we spend time on that?
No, I agree. Let's even say it is. It's a possible woman puppet from Isra
Say. No.
That's what they even say.
Yeah, and it's also not possible. Maybe it's Bechlal, the Hekesh of Chametz to Matzah, you know, etc. You know. But what would you say here? Here you would say, I think you would say Osir. Meaning, if it's just a Glein Milsa, there's an Isra of Chametz. Once a Glein Milsa, there's an Isra of Chametz. There's an Isra of Chametz on everyone. If it's the Din, the Mitzvah Seh, the Mitzvah Seh is to do this, and if you do that, you haven't done this. then a woman should be fine. But if the Goyim mills are pre-existing Esther L'chori, that should apply also to women. The Rav has another interesting nafkamina. He has a few nafkamina, some of which he rejects, but he wants to say, how about no saint tam, tarovis, but no saint tam, right? The Ran brings down a machlokes. What about, or a dion at least, what about tarovis of chametz before Pesach? Right, he doesn't bring down a full out machlokes. He says, bizmano that tarovis chametz is usher is b'sheisho salamala. Don't say that lifnei Pesach tarovis chametz is mutter. It's actually a question. What about tarovis chametz? Meaning, we call this tam ke'ikr, right? Those are the afternoon shear, right? That nesinas tam, right? If you have a mixture of isser and heter, right? Forget about the chomer of Pesach. You mix lard and vegetable soup. If you can taste the lard, then it's usser. So what about a tarovis of chametz? Tarovis of chametz, the erev Pesach. Do we say it is mutter or it's usser? Says the Rav. Well, you know what? If it's just a bittel assay of tashbisu, then you have to ask. It's or not, and maybe there isn't tashbisu on tarovis chametz, right? It's a big machlokas whether or not there's tashbisu on bayur or bayur matzei on tarovis of chametz. Yes.
Is it that there's some issue that we can't find? Or Tashbisu tells us that meaning within Tashbisu there's an independent law that would imply that even constitute us.
Not a lot of Hashishol. Only I say because the principle is whenever the Torah implies there's an Isser, that counts as an Isser. Like for example, in the classic example is Vida Meiser, right? Lo achalti ba'oni mimen of lo v'yatu menem tamay. That's considered a lav. It's just a guy saying that he didn't do it. No, anything that's an igloi milsa gets the power of that statement. So I think what the Ramban is saying is that since igloi milsa from Tashbisu, that there's an Isser, that's called an Isser asay. That any igloi milsa, anything the Torah implies, counts as an Isser on the level of the sentence that implied it. After all, how do we know that lo achalti ba'oni mimen is a lav and lo v'yatu menem tamay is a lav and not an asay? Because it's not a lashon of lo, even though it never says thou shalt not do it. It's just like saying something later that you blame Milsa. So that doesn't bother me.
Maybe doesn't the Ramban say that?
Then it should for sure be usser. But, wait, give me a second. But, if you want to say it's a bit less safe tashbisha, then it's not so pashat. Then ulai mutter, and really you have to get into the sugya of, you know, it's not a cheftish to listen. Then you really have to get into the sugya of, is there a chi of tashbisha, is there a chi of bayur, 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 matzei on tarobis or not? Right, so l'chori, this the Rav doesn't say, but I think not l'chora, but it should be toloi. Ha'im, the of Tashbisu, bitarovis chametz. Okay, later on the Rav he makes another possible nafkamina, although he's afraid to say this. He takes this back. He says, but interesting one. How about chametz of a guy? How about being nana and eating chametz v'goy on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Okay, eating chametz v'goy is a little tricky because Tosos and most Rishonim hold that once I eat it, it's mine. It's hard to eat chametz v'goy and have it remain the goy's. But what about hanor from chametz v'goy? Right? Not so crazy. Right? So it could be that the Rav is not so convinced of this, but, you know, the Havamina, he's a little afraid to be so makel. Even according to Shita, which may or may not possible, like, et cetera, et cetera. How about chametz shel goyim? If it's igloi milsa, there's a fundamental iser chametz. There's a fundamental iser chametz, but we don't hold like that weird hafamina of Rav Bar Yaakov and Daf Kaf Tes. Chametz of a goy is just usher as chametz of a Jew when it comes to achila and hanah. But if you say it's in tashbisu, chamachai tashbisu and chametz of a goy, why should there be a problem? Right? There's no chi of tashbisu. So maybe you could say there would be mutter. Maybe not to eat, because when I eat it, it becomes mine. According to Tosa Nafchav Tes and most Rishonim, but at the very least to me, Nana, maybe it's not so crazy that the Chametz of Goy should be mutter. Okay, the Rav
was a little afraid to go this far. Says, no, maybe it's also tashmisu and chametz of a guy. You know, we don't have to be so mako. But, okay, at the very least, it's right to bring up. You know, he throws in, the Rav throws in a similar chakiri. He says, you know what? Also, you could ask, how much do we view chametz and erev Pesach as the same issur as chametz on Pesach or not? Right? Again, if you can say it's a gloy milsa, maybe just say it's not a gloy milsa of its own issur. It's part of chametz on Pesach. And then the question is, would we treat chametz and erev Pesach with all the rules of chametz on Pesach, except for the level of onesh, or not? And he brings in a, you know, basically says the Rav, yesh lach, or even within this derech, is it the same issur as on Pesach or not? Would it be also Ramashahu, for example? Forget about Tarovis, you can taste it. Would even Chametz Noksha be Usher? Would you apply all the rules or not? So says the Rav also, you know, let's just add, you know, would you apply, you know, would you make it all the halachos of Isser Chametz on Pesach, except for the level of Chumra, which clearly there's no, Chumra's not even Malchus, so clearly would not apply. And here he makes a hakira. You could say it's a different issur. It's an extension of the same issur, right? Which is yesh l'ayin. You know, you could say, no, like Milsa, not a different issur of chametz erev Pesach. It's the same issur. Or it's a different issur. Okay, so there are many nafkamina this hakira. Basically, what we have here is then there are really, you know, three fundamental different approaches if you got them all more. You could say there's no issur at all in erev Pesach. You have to get rid of it. But that's obviously more preparatory. You know, there's nothing wrong with it right now. You just have to get rid of it for the future, the way I explained the law before. Or you can say, no, there's an isser because that's the opposite of tashbisu. Or you can say, no, tashbisu is like, no, sir, there's an isser independently. And then we have many nafkamina. Basically, what are the cases we don't have tashbisu, would there still be an isser? Like Hatzi Shir according to Wamanda Amar, Isha according to Wamanda Amar, Tarovas according to Wamanda Amar, coming to the Goy, perhaps. And in general, would you give all the halachos of the isser, Achilles coming to Pesach or not? Okay, this is a very, very nice chakira, and the pashtus, the Avnei Nezer, was hit the nail on the head here. It's really the difference in the formulation of the Ramban and the formulation of Tosos. Okay, adding the Rush is not really saying anything. He just quotes the same words as Tosos. The Ran obviously goes with the Ramban. He's not saying it's because it's not Tashmisu. It's just like Lai Milsa. It's just a three-stepping Lai Milsa instead of one. And theoretically, it's like for the Maram Chalava, who doesn't explain why, you could have taken any of these approaches. Okay, there's no other questions. I just want to summarize the Drabbanan aspect, which is going to be a little more technical. Okay, but so this is the Din D'oraisa and the basic Lamdas. Let me just take a picture.
Really, the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi here. Mm-hmm. When he quotes Rabbi Meir, he said, Tein lo shah achas l'shnei achad, which means that the Tashbitu, even according to Rabbi Meir in Yerushalmi, the tashbitu means that the chametz should be mushbat lifnei achag and isa doraita.
Yes, now this right near the Rishalmi does not appear at all in the Bavli, right?
Well, I remember that Rav Lichtenstein once quoted that the Ramban was indicating that they were, since the chametz has to be mushbat a rega b'shah achas lifnei achag, that they were marchiv the shah achad to sheish out midrabanon, gang doraita.
Yes, that's the Rishalmi. But I'm not going to take that into account here because that's legame against the Bavli. Remember, the Bavli says, according to all Tanoim,
but the Ramban is a Ramban brings it as a raya, though.
The Ramban, I don't remember exactly, but he didn't mean to paskin that way. What did he bring the Rishalmi for? The Rishalmi also.
Well, he does paskin that way, that it's also Rabbanu Mishay Shalos. I mean, whether he agrees with the Tom or not, but he does bring it as a raya.
Okay, all right. So I have to think about it. Okay, let's just chazer for a second. What are the shitas about achila and hanah? So the most machmir shita is the Ran, the Maharam Halava, the Chinuch, the Shem Ramban. Usher min HaTorah, obviously ba'aseh, you can't say alav, and usher min HaTorah. Okay, what does the Ramban think? How would the Ramban fill this in? What would he say? It's not meant as a hard question. Achil is usher and anoz mutter. Usher min HaTorah, right? That we know is Shita. If Hanaz mutter, then he's back in the problem of the Balamor, right? That there's no Gidol Amarav.
Hana is also midrabanan. That he's very clear. That Hana is also midrabanan. Who else agrees with the Ramban about this? That Achil is also midaraisa, but Hana is also midrabanan. The Ravid, right? The Ravid. It seems pretty. Both the Sagos seems pretty clear. And in the they're both Hasagos. In the Hasagos on the Rambam, he seemed clear. Right, he says also Rachila min haTorah, Israel no Lekom min haTorah. Okay, but in the Hasagos on the Balmoral, so it sounds like Lekom min haTorah sounds like there is.
And the Itur that we have, and the Itur that you gave us last week.
It also says that, correct, the Sefer Itur also says that, if you actually read him inside, who else holds that? Some people who are not on this sheet, the Sefer Itur holds that. A lot of the Talmidim of the Ramban, not the Rambam, actually, the Ramban and the Ritva here say that, but the Iri here says that. Again, we have no idea if the Rambam might agree, because the Rambam only possibly is like Yehuda. He doesn't tell us what he would think. Lu Yitzhugur, he was Rabbi Shimon. I think those are the main shitas. Okay, what does Tosos and the Rush hold? What does Tosos and the Rush hold?
A certain kind of Hana is okay if it's, he does it.
Mutter. Hana is totally mutter. Achila is asur min haTorah, and Hana is mutter.
But just be careful.
Of course, what does he mean by Hana is mutter? Doesn't mean you can do whatever you want with it, because you have chiyuv tashmis, so you have to burn it. But while you're burning it, you might as well put it in the fireplace and stay warm, or put it in your stove and cook things, right? Obviously, you have to chiyuv to destroy it. But while you're destroying it, you might as well be Nah. That's Tosos Shita. There's also Rachilim Midoraisa and Mutter Bahanoa Lit Gamri. That's Tosos and the Rush.
But Tosos says he's got to burn it at once. Otherwise,
Midrabanan, you have to burn it right away and not save it for a long time, lest you eat it. Okay, fine, but still you're allowed to be Nah. According to that, Gidl's wrong, right? Since Mutter Bahanoa. Why doesn't it bother Tosos in the Rush that now Rav Gittel's wrong? It's a technical question, not a lumdish question. Why doesn't it bother them that if the Mutter Bahanoa, then we shouldn't pass like Rav Gittel? Because there's all the Libra Derby Shimon, and Tosos passed like Rabbi Yehuda, so he doesn't have a problem in the first place. It's only Balamor that changed up Zach, because it's all the fear of Shimon, right?
Well, also the Yitur.
So it wasn't a problem. Okay. What other sheetas do we have here? Here it gets a little tricky. The Torah, according to Bala Itter, seems to hold that, okay, what we're left with is, what if, basically, there are, there's a lot more possibilities here. But I don't know if anyone says anything. What could you say? You could say, Asur Midrabanan. Right? Obviously, you can't say Asur Midrabanan, Asur Midaraisa. That's ridiculous. That. I know. You could say, Asur Midrabanan and Mutter. Or you could say, Mutter and Mutter. Right? I don't think there's any possibilities beyond these, by definition, right? Because Hanoah can't be more common than Achila. Does anyone hold these other possibilities? So, who holds one of these possibilities, obviously? The Balamor. The Balamor says that, right, it is not also midaraisa to eat, so he obviously holds one of these other possibilities. Which of these possibilities does the Balamor hold? What does the Balamor hold? Right, he says, it's em chashbasa gedol mizu, totally mutter to eat midaraisa. And then, what does he think on the Darabonim level? Mutter legamrei, asur b'hana, or asur b'achila, and mutter b'hana. So, it's not so clear. The Torah and the Rush both quote the Balamor as saying, heter gomer. Let's see, Torah, the Rush.
I'm saying Keter Gomer, right? The what does the Torah say? The Torah's on the Makoro sheets here. He says Chavetz Misheshos Lamala Bala Iter Kosov. Oh, sorry, Elian Bala Mor Kosov Shemutal Ochlala Laila. Mutal Ochlala Laila. I mean, the Bala Iter says Asadur Abanan, which you may not have, but and the Bala Mor says Mutter, not Asadur Abanan, Mutter to eat. The Bala Mor Mamish, according to the Torah, says you can have a delicious sandwich, right, of chametz on Erev Pesach afternoon. Okay, not everyone agrees that. What does the Maram Chalava think that the Balamor holds? Okay, so might depend where you read him, but if you look at the Maram Chalava on our daf, I will read you a line. She'imata omer the Rab Shimon eno usher lo ba'achila v'lo ba'na lefnezana doraisa ela midrabanan usher ba'achila u'motar ba'hana. The Avagav the Shlif Dashbisu Kolshet Darchluin Chas Dasa Gula Mizon Kain Anin the Kamelik of Shimon Lesla Hadra Gidol Zel Das Rab Balamor Zal. Now it's not clear if everything in that sentence is Das Rab Balamor Zal or only the last words in the sentence, but let's assume that everything in the sentence Das Rab Balamor Zal. Aser Midrav Banan Umotrenei says very clearly. I'll read the line again. Midrav Banan Aser Bachilo Motrana. So this is the Bal Hamor. Lefi the Maram Chalava. And Rabbeinu David. Okay, it's Rabbeinu David right here. I don't think it's on the Makoros sheet, but he says, in the Balamor, it's also Rabbanan Bahana, Be'achilan Motar Bahana. The Maram Chalava earlier on Daf Dalid, which is also on this Makoros sheet, on Daf Dalid of days, he has a very similar quote. He says something along the lines of, what's his Lashon? He has the same Lashon, Zero Das Balamorzal. Let me just find it. Where is this? Yeah, Vizel Das Rab Balamorzal, but beforehand he adds something. He says, Anna the Kaimlink of Shimon Devane of Thaisvana being La Akhrasvana ain't over a log, Hamakadish Bukhamishon Somal Kiddush of Kiddushin. The Afilo Taman Dud Rabbanan Asur, Lo Asur Rabbanan, Lafkiya Kiddush no Rice, and Lesson of Kiddle. Even if you say Midrabbanan, it's Asur. What does he mean? Even if you say Midrabbanan, it's Asur, it doesn't mean Ba'achila. He's talking about Gidol or Rav, whether it's Kiddush or not. The Isra Achila is not a relevant factor when you're discussing with the Shem Kodeshes. It's only the Isra Hana that makes Rav Kodeshes. So he says, Afilu Taman Rabbanan Asur, meaning Bahana. It's not a Stira Maram Chalava. It was when I talked to Yitzhak and Yaakov this morning, but he says, Afilu Taman, meaning he has one Shita, and he says, and maybe he could say another Shita, right? So here I could say, the Baal Hamor, Lefi, Afilu Tema, maybe you could say the Maram Chalava. That's not his main shot in the Balamor. But he says, even if you want to say this, you know, maybe he says, even if you want to say this, it comes out the same. It's not clear what Afilu Tema means. That's what the Balamor thinks, or that's what maybe the Balamor could think. In any case, he sounds different ways in different places. In terms of, he doesn't hold like the Balamor. He's the most opposite of the Balamor possible. He says, also Afilu Anabitorais, as we know. But we have three possibilities in what the Balamor said, meaning the Balamor is obviously, if you read the Balamor and you expect the Balamor to be 100% clear, then that's impossible because Rishonim knew how to read. Obviously, the Balamor is very unclear, and that's why there's so many different opinions as to what exactly he meant. Does anyone want to bring, it's very hard, anyone want to bring proof whose pshat is right in the Balamor? By the way, what's, according to which sheet of the Balamor do you have to say an additional chiddush to explain why he rejects Rav Gidol? Right. If it's Asmi Rabbanan, then what's wrong with Rav Gidol? Rav Gidol's whole point is that Isra Nami Rabbanan makes her not Mekudeshes. So then you have to add that Isra Rabbanan Lefi Rabbi Shimon is much weaker than the Isser Drabbanan Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. We're not sure which Isser Drabbanan, right? It could be the sixth hour, it could be Chametz Noksha, it could be Chametz Noksha in the sixth hour as much. And therefore, it's not Mafkiya Kiddushin. Right, according to this Pshat, the Balamor comes out a little strange. The Isser Hana'ah, well, he rejected Rav Gidol, he didn't have to reject Rav Gidol. He could have said, I hold that Chametz totally mutter and pesach midoraisa, but it's aser midrabanan v'hana, and therefore Gidol still stands.
But instead he says, and therefore it's much weaker. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda who has an Isra Nerav Pesach and just extends it. That's an Isra Rabbanah. It's an Ikar D'Oraisa. It's Mafkia Kedushin. According to Rav Shimon, even though it's an Isra Nerav D'Rabbanah, it has no Ikar D'Oraisa. It's a different day. It's not a day of Isra D'Oraisa. Therefore it's not Mafkia Kedushin. Okay, anyone approve to me which Shalom of the Baltimore is right? So I can't prove which shot is right. I can prove which shot is wrong. Right? Can you prove which shot is right yet? An hour ago you couldn't. Still can't. But we can prove which shot is wrong, no? I'll prove which shot in the Baal Amor is wrong. If you look in the lush of the Baal Amor,
mimenu.
No. Which shot can I prove is wrong? The rush in the tour. Now you ask, so what were the rush in the tour thinking? I have no idea. It could very well be that the Rosh and the Tor did not have a copy of the Baal Amor. Again, the actual book, Baal Amor Melchamos, not a lot of people had. Someone has, maybe some historian has investigated this. Could be he didn't have the original Rosh of the Baal Amor. But the Rosh and the Tor shot is definitely wrong. How do I know? Because the Baal Amor wanted to say that, but couldn't. What does the Baal Amor say at the end? He says, if not for what it says in the Gemara, Afrav Sarul Alahadarav, Afrav Rebbe Sarul Alahadarav, Havamina Fil Baharav Latam, it is fear like Rebbe Yehuda. Elokim the Ashkan Maisa the Yochanan Chakuka the Amrle etc. Now, if you just read the Baal Amor, you have no idea what he's talking about. But he's just referring to a Furish Gemara. If you look up that Gemara, what does he say? There's a machlokes about the fifth hour. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't eat chametz in the fifth hour. That's what we do. Rabbi Meir holds you can eat chametz in the fifth hour. Right? We have mentioned that on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ochlim Kol Arba B'Tomim Kol Chamish. He said I would have liked to say that we don't hold like that Rabbi Yehuda, because that Rabbi Yehuda is only like the other Rabbi Yehuda, who is coming to also Dereis and Erev Pesach. And Rav who passed like that Rabbi Yehuda is like the Rav who passed like Rabbi Yehuda about coming to Erev Pesach. And I would like to say it's Mutter in the fifth hour. But I can't, because Rebbe held like the Isser of the fifth hour, because of Asur of Yochanan Chakukah, so I have to admit that Chametz is also to eat in the fifth hour. So he wanted to say Chametz is Mutter to eat in the fifth hour. Why did he want to say that? You can think of many reasons, but one reason he wants to say that could be because why should chametz be also to eat at all? It's also to have after the sixth hour, but in the fifth hour, when it's mutter to own, how could it be also to eat? Right? So he wanted to, but he couldn't. He admits chametz is also to eat in the fifth hour. Midrabanan, obviously. Now, it's very poshut. If chametz is also to eat in the fifth hour, midrabanan, it's obviously also to eat in the sixth hour, and obviously also to eat in the seventh hour, in the eighth hour, in the ninth hour. Right? If chametz is also to eat in the fifth hour, obviously it's also to eat in the afternoon. So he admits chametz also to eat midrabanan. And that's why he quotes Yushalmi at the end that says, oh, and there's a machlok in Yushalmi that Modur Shimon, there's an Isser. And the last word is goes to those that Yisrami Devrayim. So I think this is not really Baltimore. Okay. Maybe it's some other Rishon Shito I never, who I haven't discovered yet.
I didn't see this one. Clarify. Doesn't necessarily mean things
for Shimon. You're saying there's a middle sheet in the Tanoim, Matt. You mean, or rather, a middle sheet in Achron, the Tanoim. Okay, that is possible, but from the Rush and the Tor did not make it sound. The Tor certainly made it sound Lemaisin, and I think the Rush also. But I hear your point, but I think they're still indefensible. I think the best defense is Stama, they didn't have a copy of the Baltimore. They had a Masor of the Baltimore, because older Rishon quoted him. Okay. Within these two shots, it's a little hard to say. It depends how you interpret. Give me a second. One other line in the Baal Amor says the Baal Amor, you can't keep it after the sixth hour, because it's an Isra of Tashbisu, because of Achalik, and the Chacham extended the sixth hour. We don't let you lechatchila eat it or get hana, but if you're over mekidesh bo, it's kedushin. What does it mean? V'lo sharinu lechatchila lemeikal v'lo lechonis bo. Lechatchila, you can't be nana. So that's really machlokas. How do you interpret lechatchila? You can't be nana. Here, they would say because the lashon of lo sharinan. The lashon of the Baal Amor is. Lo sharinan le lechatchila lo lemeichal lehanos bo. Right? We don't lechatchila let you get hana'a. So the one possibility is to take that in the direction of aser lehanah midrabana. That's the simple shot of the words. The other possibility is to say, no, it's not Isra no midrabana, but Aser lishahoso ad sheyenebo. When we say it's also the rachila to be eat or be men in the afternoon, does that mean there's Isra no midrabana? That's what the afila of one possibility said, or what more Rishonim said. No, that doesn't mean there's an Isra to be nana midrabana. It just means the rachila you can't be nana because you can't have it to be nana because you should have burned it already. Okay, obviously, on one hand, the simpler pshat is to say it's an Isra no midrabana. That's the straight words the Lashon sound like. On the other hand, though, then it becomes very duchuk because you have to say he could have accepted Rav Gidl and decided to reject Rav Gidl by being mechalik between a lower level Isra and a higher level Isra Rabbana, which is weird. Why would he reject Rav Gidl when he could have accepted him? It's easier to say, no, you have to reject Rav Gidl because it's Mutar Hana. Lamaisa, I don't know. I can't prove which pshat. This is better in the Lashon of Losharina Weyli Honesbo. This is better in the Svar of why he rejected Rav Gidl. I will leave that as a Tsarich Ion, maybe Teku. When Eliyahu comes, he'll take away Corona and tell us what's the right shot of the Balamor. But I, for sure, the Russian, the tourist shot is not correct.
Why? Well, I mean,
1 second, Svi.
Yeah, just a point on the Russian tourist.
I think that the Russian tourist possibly just
as a contrast, just down
for the
Logan.
He said, no, it's that's I'm sorry, it's not possible because the thing he said beforehand is. If the line he said before is that the Bala Iter says it's also drabanan, then when the Bala Mor says it's mutter, that means it's mutter even midrabanan.
It could just be because the Bala Iter, he's giving a
technical.
Yeah,
okay. The Bala Mor does say explicitly you have it. But the
context of the Torah is he's talking about eating it. He's talking about afterwards, right? Looking backwards, in hindsight, what should you do once you have come into it? So there are three ways of going about it. One is the way that he passes it, because that is totally us from that Torah to eat it. The second way is like the third, which says it's us from that one to eat it. And the third way, which is true according to Balmor, is that when you're in the seventh hour and have come in front of you, Balmor's eight says to eat it. It is now mutter to eat. It's not saying the klal is totally okay because he.
But then it is, because all eating is hashbasa. What you're saying is, it's not that it's much to eat, it's much to eat as hashbasa, but all eating is hashbasa. So I'm not
becoming.
Okay.
Let me run with the Bala Mor house. If you found chametz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Pesach. So he was a correlation hold that you can eat it, because that's hashbasa. I don't know about, I didn't hear what the Talmud.
No, but he can't. He can't hold that, because he holds his usher to eat in the fifth hour.
It's also to eat in the fifth hour. It's also to leave it to the fifth hour to eat. But
no, but that's not true. That's not true. That can't be because we know it's what you leave until the fifth hour. Tolin, we know you can leave it in the fifth hour. So the answer is Zarchila. That's why the fifth hour is so important. If he said it was also to eat in the sixth hour, he might mean it's also to leave in order to eat. But we know it's what you leave in the fifth hour. Tolin, it's just also to eat. So unless you want to say it's also to eat in the fifth hour, but mutter to eat in the sixth hour,
right,
which is going to be very, which is going to be very mechudish. Maybe that's the way the Russian event itself. It's also to eat in the fifth hour, but it's mutter to eat in the sixth hour. But that would be very weird. You could say, in the fifth hour, there's no tashbisa, so it's also to eat in the sixth hour. That would be too weird. If you want to hold that, you can. I prefer to say that the Russian and the tour are just, have the wrong shot in the Balamor. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, both sides. We're up to the two dots on a third of the way through Zayin Amnalf. Amar Rav Bar Huna, Amar Rav, Hapasha Ipshaf. You find moldy bread. Doesn't mean so moldy that, remember, they weren't so finicky in those days. Doesn't mean it's not Roy Lachim, which is a little moldy. Right? Like I know people nowadays who eat. Makevacha Ripsa, Matzah, Mutar. When it's Rov Matzah, it's Mutar. Hey, Chidami, what's the reason there's Rov Matzah, right? It seemingly means if you use more Matzah than Chametz, you go by the Rov, you assume it's Matzah. If you use more Chametz than Matzah, what do you mean? In this box, in this pantry, in this room, then you assume it's chametz and you go by the rove of what you've historically had there. So, hey, chidami ilayim the yadam of the chametzi, he rubs some matzah, my havi, el adloya, obviously. El adloya didn't make chametz, you matzah. My irak, he rubs some matzah. I feel he low rubs some matzah, nami. If you find it on Pesach, we're obviously talking about Pesach, if you find it not on Pesach, you can eat anything. So, why do you need a rove of matzah? Even that rove of matzah, nasal basra basra, why go by rove? The more is asking, you should go by basra, by the most recent use. Not by the most use, by the most recent use. Milo Tanan, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, Moshe Nimtzel V'Nesochim V'Hemel Yolam Eiser, if you find money in front of the animals sellers,
in Yerushalayim, then you assume it's Meister Sheni. Why? Because most people who bought animals in Yerushalayim bought them with Meister Sheni money. But Harabayis Chulin, if you find money in Harabayis, it is Chulin. Why? Because most money in Harabayis is regular money. In fact, there's nothing special that people bring to Harabayis. They don't bring Meister Sheni money to Harabayis. They don't buy and sell anything. And regular money is Chulin. But Yerushalayim, B'shas HaRegel, Meister, B'shar, Yimos HaShana, Chulin. In Yerushalayim, on Yontif, on the regal, you assume it's Meister Sheni, because all the pilgrims who came in Aliyah regal bring all their Meister Sheni money, and most money in Yerushalayim is Meister Sheni. B'shayim Mos Hashanah Chulin. In the rest of the year, you assume it's Chulin, because only the residents are there, or most of the people in Yerushalayim, all your longer residents, and the residents have Chulin money. They're not farmers. V'amar Shmai Barzeira, my taima, and he says, what's the reason? Meaning, why don't we just go by Rove of the Year? Figure out if Rove of the Year is Chulin money, Rove of the Year is Meister Sheni money. Why do we go by today? If today is Yontif or Chol Moed or whatever, then it's Meister Sheni money. And if today is a regular day, then it's Chulin money. The answer is, since they sweep the streets of Yerushalayim every day, because for Tumah V'Tahara purposes, they can sweep the streets to avoid dead mice, etc. And therefore, we assume that whatever money you find is from today, not yesterday, they wouldn't sweep Harabayis. That's why in Harabayis, you don't think it's different. On the regular, most people carry Meister Sheni. No. On Harabayis, they don't sweep because it never gets dirty. But in Yerushalayim, they sweep it every day. And therefore, you assume it's today's. Therefore, we assume the earlier ones went away, and these are new ones. So why not here also by the matzah say that whatever used to be there of chametz before Pesach was swept away, as Rashi says, A, you do b'dikas chametz and sweep away the chametz, and B, every day you clear out, right? Everyone knows a proper balabasta. You don't just stop and leave things in your fridge. You go to your fridge and take out the old stuff and leave the new stuff, right? So why don't we go by the basra? Shani hacha difusha muchiachal dilave. No, here, since it's moldy, it's old, you know it's old, and therefore, you know it's old. But if the moldiness proves that it's a week old, then who cares if you use more matzah than chametz in this room? You know it's a week old, so you know it's before Pesach. And before Pesach, you ate chametz. Really, it has nothing to do with having more matzah or less matzah. It's not going by rove. It just means if a lot of days have passed. Meaning, at first, if it's 5 days moldy, if it's been 5 days of Pesach, then it's matzah. You go by the basra. But has to have enough time to get moldy. So it's 5 days moldy. You need a lot of 5 days of Pesach to pass, and then it is matzah. And if it's 5 days moldy and only 2 days of Pesach passed, you know it's chametz. Iachim shita. That's obvious. That's just common sense. Lo tzricha di pushim ruben. No, it's 5 days of Pesach, but it's 8 days of mold. And the chiddush is it's still mutter because there's been a lot of days of Pesach. Ma'od etayim came di pushim ruben gloy milsa divided chametz. You might think since it's 8 days of mold and only 5 days of Pesach, so gloy milsa is for sure total chametz. We say no, that even though it's 8 days of mold and only 5 days of Pesach, we say that since it's been enough days of Pesach, it must be that every day you baked hot bread, hot matzah bread, obviously, and threw it down there, and that caused the molding the process of spoilage to gather steam, to go a little more quickly. And therefore, it's really only 5 days old, even though it has 8 days worth of mold, because the fact that you put in a hot environment made it grow more mold than normal. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush used to be basra basra. We assume that is the most recent thing and not the old thing, matzah. Even though there seems to be a proof against Basar Basra, which is that it's 8 days moldy. Now we have another explanation, and we explain away the mold in order to preserve Basar Basra. The Gemara asks, we as lead a Basar Basra, do you really follow Basra? But Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Tavish, and Shabshu, most cool, most meiser. You have a safe, right? Nowadays we would say, right? Or money chest, where you put meiser, Sheni money, and regular money. In Rove Chulin, Chulin, Rove Meiser, Meiser. Whatever you put in most, if you mostly put in Chulin money and you find money, you assume it's Chulin. If you mostly put in Meiser Sheni, you assume it's Meiser Sheni. But my blaze, what's our password? Why don't we follow what you put in last? So the answer is we do. Just there's three ways to explain this as an exception. I'm not where yes, I have my skin, most Chulin, most Meiser, but in your days, my myself. You don't know which one you put in last. And since you don't know which last, you go by the rove. But you use them at the same time. You put a pile of Meiser Sheni money here and a pile of Chulin money here, and neither one is last because you use them at the same time. So you go by rove. You find it in a hole in the boards of the chest, And when something's stuck in a hole, then obviously you don't go by Basra, because even though usually you take out the money before you put in new money, you wouldn't notice what's in the hole, so you go by Rov. Okay, there's one strange thing in the sugya, which I don't have a terrific shot in, which is that the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni quotes our Braisa, and says, just what the Braisa says, you go by Rov. He should have said, you go by the Basra, unless it's Tziburin Tziburin, or Ein Yodea, or Beguma, and then you go by Rov. Instead, he just quotes it Stam. He seems to ignore Basar Basra. Okay, this is a machlokas, how to interpret the Rambam. Basically, you could give a list of like, you know, a dozen achronim on each side. I just, in brackets, put one representative one. What are the two ways to explain the Rambam? The two ways in general to explain the Rambam are A, the way of the Maaser Rokeach and others. He says the Rambam meant our Gemara. He obviously meant our Gemara. He meant, you don't know which one was last, because he doesn't say you know which one was last. So obviously he meant the Okimt of our Gemara, he just didn't bother to say so. It's a little duchuk. So you can say he meant the Okimt of our Gemara, he just didn't bother to say so. That is certainly possible. Or some of the other Rishonim, like the Mari Korka says, he didn't mean that you didn't know which was last. He meant use them both at the same time. Okay, no one says he made the that hole. That would be too weird. So what do you do with the Rambam who ignored our Gemara? Either say, no, he really meant our Gemara, just didn't bother to say so. Or you say, who did I put here on the Makor sheet? In the back of the Rekevus HaMishnah, the Prichadosh, the same thing in Shofan Archos Pesach, the Rambam rejected our Gemara, and the Rambam doesn't go Basra Basra. And then the proof is, the Rambam never quoted the din of Hapasha Ipsha. Hapasha Ipsha is based on Basar Basra, right? Notice there's no Ein Mishpat on this. Now, Hapasha Ipsha, now that's not fair. There is a Dalit, but the Dalit's not an Ein Mishpat, it's only in our mitzvah, right? It only says Torah Shofan Arach, doesn't say Maimon. That's the other possibility. The Rambam rejects going Basar Basra. Why? I'm not celebrating yet. One second. The reason why I'm not celebrating yet, even though it seems to be a pattern, right? Whenever you have two strange Rambams, you should make a pattern of it, right? If you say, why would the Rambam say that Azlinan Basar Rov? In the case of the Tevas Malos, one derech is he meant that really you go Basar Basra, and he meant the Okimtaos of our Gemara, right? Either says the Maaser Rokeach and others, he meant Eino Yodea, or the Mari Korkos, who's printed on the page in the Frankel Rambams, he says what's called Tziburim, different piles. Or you take, he rejected our Gemara. What did he reject our Gemara? He didn't reject our Gemara. He rejected, meaning our Gemara kept asking questions against Rav Baruch Huna Marav. He rejected Rav Baruch Huna Marav, right? Barafuna Amarav, and he paskins Lo Azlinan Basar Basra. That's probably the pshat. Why? Is one, the Tevas Mabos, and two, that he doesn't quote Hapasha Ipsha.
Neither did the Rif, did he?
In Hilchos Pesach, so they want to say the same for the Rif. Now, it's not a good proof. What? How else could you explain why he doesn't quote a Pasha Ipsha in Hilchos Pesach? Is there another reason he might not quote a Pasha Ipsha in Hilchos Pesach? So the Ran says on the Rif, because it's not Shchiach. Right? You could say it's not Shchiach. And what would they say? They would say, no. He didn't quote it because it's not Shchiach. It's too weird. He doesn't have to quote everything weird. Okay, so we're not sure. Does the Rambam agree with our Gemara? Then you have two dechaks. He doesn't quote Pasha Ipsha because it's weird. And he doesn't quote anything our Gemara says to explain the price of the Teva, the Ma'os, because, oh, he meant it, he just didn't say it. The easier pshat is say, like, B'chadosh, and B, oh, I didn't say you said this, right? B'chadosh, and the Merkeves, a Mishnah, then he paskins against our Gemara. Our Gemara has to be Nidchak, Pasha Ifsha. You have to say all these Dachot things, and the Teva Sheish Mamos, you have to say, okay, does he paskin against our Gemara? He doesn't follow Basar Basra. The only tricky part of this is he does follow Basar Basra by the Yerushalayim, right? By the Shvakei Yerushalayim, etc. So you have to figure out why he does follow in some cases. Other than here's where this is very dofuk, right? In the Rambam. This is Meduyak in the Rambam. After all, whenever there's two things in the pattern, he leaves out Pasha Ipsha, which is based on Basar Basra, and he leaves out all the explanation of the Teva, which is based on Basar Basra. But during the Rambam, but Kasha Mismara, why follow Basra? It's not the only case in Yerushalayim, and not in the case of Teva or the Pas. How can he pass against the Gemara? So they say, because the Gemara gives Shinuye Dechiki. Although all the Amorim give the Shinuyim, right? It's a little weird, right? All the Amorim give the Shinuyim. It says Shinuye Dechiki. You don't pass like Dachuk answers. It's a little tricky. Who's to say what's Dachuk answers, you know? Is it so Dachuk? I'm not convinced. Anyway, it's also difficult with Svara. Like, why not? You say, because over here, you sweep the streets of Yerushalayim every day, but you don't sweep this, which is a little tricky. You don't do B'dikas Chametz. I don't know. You don't sweep for B'dikas Chametz. You would think that the most sweeping, right? You don't check for money when you take your money in and out. I don't know. I always check. I don't know. Anyway, so I don't have a great, you know, I'm attracted to say the Ram passing against the Gemara, but as Yaakov says, number one, it's weird to pass it against the Gemara. And number two, I'm not sure Misvara, like, why wouldn't the fact that you clean your house for Chametz be at least as good as the street sweepers in Yerushalayim? You know? So the other option is just to say, he goes Basar Basra. He happened to have left out Pasha Ifshak, it's not Shkiach, and he happened to have left out the Okimtas of the Gemara about the Teva Sheish Mamos because he thought it was obvious. Okay, both ways are not Pashat. I really don't know. One interesting thing that comes up as a side point I'll point out is the question of Tosos, Dibur HaMaschil, Bahar Abayis Le'olam Chulin. What does Tosos ask? Tosos asks, what do you mean you find money in Harabayas that's Chulin? People bring Chulin money to Harabayas? It's also to bring money to Harabayas, right? I don't know, probably in this yeshiva, I don't think a lot of people go up to Harabayas, but the people who do go up to Harabayas, there's a lot of things they're not allowed to do in Harabayas, right? You're not allowed to wear your shoes up to Harabayas, for example. Okay, that's not relevant to us directly, but shoes are not the only thing that's also on Harabayas. The Mishnah says, lo yikanes adam lehar habayis in, one second, in Brachos, what does it say? Bimaklov men olo upindoso babichal, etc. Oh, sorry, Lo yikanes lahar habayis. The Brisa says, "In dam sam bezim bez lo b'maklo should be yadav lo b'mol should be raglov lo b'mos hatzur lo b'sdino fundaso mufshelos lachorav." Not with mos shur lo b'sdino. Not with money wrapped up in your hem. Right. That's how they carry things. Sometimes they just put it in their dress, in their skirt, kilo, and wrap it up, roll it up. The mishal says, "B'fundaso with your money belt." So you're not allowed to bring money to harabayis. So that's akasha. Oh, you're not allowed to bring money to harabayis. So Tos, how do you have money in Harabayis? You're not allowed to bring money to Harabayis. So Tosos comes up with a big chiddush here. What's the big chiddush of Tosos? Tremendous chiddush of Tosos? What's the big chiddush of Tosos?
Only if it's outside.
It's mutter. If you have a small wallet in your pocket and no one notices, it's mutter. Only Bistino, right? If I roll it up, yet we have pants nowadays. This doesn't work so well. Let's say I'm going with a raincoat, right? Again, why would we do this? We have pockets nowadays, right? They just have so many pockets. But meaning usually when it says kiss in the Gemara, it doesn't mean what we call the pocket.
But you can imagine if I roll it up in my skirt, then obviously I have to hold it, right? Or I have to tie it or something. Probably I'm holding like this. It's very far hesi I'm going with money. It's a if you carry a wallet suddenly, it's no problem. So how do you have money on Harabias? If Mashkachas Mahos. The Har Habayas, Tosos is a big Kiddush, says Tosos, Mutter Bitsina. Okay, are there ways out of Tosos? There are two ways out of Tosos. Says there are being David, says there are being David here. He says, nope, I don't like that answer of the Isser Bitsina. Says there are being David, Hikshu Bitosos, etc. The Tirtuzal, the Ainz Amaspik, he doesn't like it. And he says, right? Okay. What does he say? He says, you're not allowed to bring it, but if you find, someone must have brought it. Right? It says, Rebbe David. He says, he didn't say these words. Hey, be bitter. Right, you're not allowed to bring it, but if we find money, someone must have brought it, and if someone must have brought it, then it must be chulin, because most people have chulin. The Rambam, it was really based on Yerushalmi, has a very clever way around this. Says the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? Obviously, the Rambam saying this, I mean, he's quoting Yerushalmi, why? Just begs the question. To get out of this question, how do you have money in Harabayis? So what does the Rambam say? Why is the money in Harabayis? How do you have money in Harabayis? Says, of course, Chas V'Sholom, you don't have regular money in Harabayis. It's usher. But you're allowed to bring Shtolim up to Harabayis, right? The Shtolim have to get to the base of Mikdash. So it's Shtolim. If it's Shtolim, why is it Chulim? Everyone could have thought of that. Oh, of course, Hekdash money's on Harabayis. We know there's a Shumas Alishka. But the point is that it's Rov Chulim, right? How can the Mutter bring Chulim money? So says the Rambam, no, it must be Shtolim, but what happens to Shtolim? In the end,
we can trade it in.
Don't stay Hekdash. Right, Shtolim are not supposed to, the whole point is that they're not supposed to stay Hekdash, right? It's not that we want just to have coins and coins and coins and a mountain of coins and in the Beis Hamikdash to make it look like some ancient pyramid where you bury it with your money. No, the point is to spend it. And how would they spend it? So you could have said the Gizbar would take the Hekdash money off of Harabayis and spend it. But no, the Rambam says that's not the way they did it. The Gizbar would take the animal, be machalo the money onto the animal immediately, and then take it out when it was already chulin, because that way you would avoid any shash of takala. And therefore, that was Mutter. He wasn't bringing money on Harabayis. He's taking it out of Shrimp Salishka. So he says that we're talking about the Shkolim Shekvar Nishalalu. Not Kulim, that way. They were transferred. The Kulim was transferred onto the animals. Okay, so that's the answer to this question.
Don't we have in other places in the Gemara, we talk about that people were very makbi, not to be makadish, makdish anything until they brought it there, so they wouldn't have problems. Couldn't this be also people were not, they had their shkoling, but they say, I'm not going to be makdish.
That's true, meaning it's not just, right, the issue is not that it could be a michshol, be takola, the money. How about the animal, right? If it goes out and buys the animal, you have to bring the animal through the streets of Yerushalayim, et cetera, the hektish animal walking around, be takola, it's much easier to bring a chulin animal. And then we machal the money off the animal right away. And then he won't have any problems at kala because the money on the way out is already chulin and the animal is hektish, but it's already in the base of mikdash where it's ready to be nikra. Okay, very, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Instead of buying the animal and then the animal will be hektish to be at kala, he just takes the animal, you know, with chulin money or just takes the animal on credit or whatever. And it's only machal, it's the only makdish, the animal the last second. Okay, let's go on to the next Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. What? I didn't hear you, sorry.
The Maskana, why doesn't Rabbi Nadavid assume that this is Hekdash money?
It's a little funny.
The Maskana, why doesn't Rabbi Nadavid assume that this is Hekdash money?
He says, even though it's Isser, don't a lot of people bring the Heter Hekdash money? So he doesn't fully explain himself. He explains himself. He says, why not be told in Hekdash? After all, isn't Hekdash more common than Isser? So he says, he still thinks chulin is the rove even against the hektish. It's not exact, I admit, here it's not so clear what he means, Rabbi David. Why doesn't he think, since you're allowed to bring your shkolim, and it's not just shkolim, right? You would bring, remember they had all those shofros means pushkas. Why doesn't he think it's much more likely people will bring hektish be'isser than chulin be'heter? So here I'm not sure what he means. Does he mean, no, they just use their judgment that it's more common that there's so much more chulin than hektish that it's more common to bring chulin be iser than hektish be heter? Or does he mean that somehow we go by their whole their rover the world on harbais? It's a little confusing. He's not sure. He doesn't properly explain why, if chulin is be iser, why is that more common than hektish be heter? For Tosfos, we understand. Chulin is mutter, so more people have chulin than hektish money. For Rabbeinu David, he doesn't fully explain. He says, we're with the Alma. We're not sure what he means, so I'll admit that I'm not fully sure what he means. Okay, next line of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Bolei Tzar Shivato. Yes, Mike. No, because it's also we're not going to go on Harbais, so that's not going to help. That's true. Wow, it's also us for a Nachri to bring money to Harbais, no? That is an interesting question. You think a Nachri can do this? Can a Nachri go with shoes? Can a Nachri not have more mikdash? You're saying maybe more mikdash only stop the Jews, not to Nachri. That's a good, no one says that, right? No one says Nachri. Why does no one say Nachri? I have two answers. Either number one, there were just very few Nachrims, so that wouldn't affect the world. That's such a good answer. That's probably good enough. The other possibility is that it seems to me misvara that more mikdash, even though only Jews were not stopping more mikdash, since the Indian of Shmiras, the covenant of the mikdash, it's the Jews' responsibility to make sure the goyim also respect the mikdash. I don't have a marker for that, but it seems like a good smart. I know, but we still would want them disrespect. You want them spitting in the harabais outside of the kel? No, I don't know. It's a smart.
No, I'm saying when you're right to that, we're not, not going to.
Correct. Right. Okay. Although that could be for technical sort of that reasons. Says the Gemara. Okay, we don't have a lot of time. As my favorite, Amar Yehuda Bodek Tzar Sheyavarich. Interesting line in the Gemara. Habodek Tzar Sheyavarich. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say Habodek Tzar Sheyavarich? Meaning, we know we have to make a bracha on mitzvos. Why does he say Habodek Tzar Sheyavarich? Like, what's the havamina not to make a bracha? Interesting question. What's the havamina not to make a bracha? Okay, what's the havamina not to make a bracha? Perhaps because it's drabbanan, b'digas chametz drabbanan, right? How do we know b'digas chametz drabbanan? Daf dalet amid beis, right? B'digas chametz is drabbanan. B'digas chametz mi drabbanan. So maybe the half means you don't make brachas on drabbanan. Oh, we know you do, but we know that's an obvious shas, right? The Gemara in Shabbos asks, "Asher Shabbos osu v'al hadim yer shalchanike hechatzivanu." Okay. What? Maybe you won't find anything. Okay, good. Truth is, we have so many habits. Maybe you'll find anything.
Maybe the mitzvah is the biur.
Exactly. It's only a heksher mitzvah. What's the mitzvah?
Biur.
That's me. The mitzvah is burning, destroying the chametz. This is only a preparatory. If not, do you make a bracha on building a sukkah? We know the Gemara discussed it, but the answer is no. Right? Do you make a bracha on buying a shofar or shaping, whatever you call it, making a shofar? No. Etc. Etc. Right? Do you make a bracha on writing Megillah? No. So it's only a heksher mitzvah. It's a preparatory stage. And you don't make a bracha on a heksher mitzvah. So it's only a heksher. Who says that? The Ritva says that. Says the Ritva. What's the hav mina not to make a bracha? The hav mina not to make a bracha is that it's only a heksher mitzvah of tashbisu mishum the ikra mitzvah inu bir. Vein abdik eloketikon the heksher, as he says. Okay. So that's the hav mina not to make a bracha. The Ran says the same thing. Avagav, the beer chametz ikra mitzvah. The ikra mitzvah is the beer chametz, not the bedikas chametz, right? So therefore, it's only a hechsher, it's only a preparatory stage, right? That's, sorry. Okay, good question. Agav, the rush seems to go a little further and says, not only is it only a preparatory stage, it's not even a preparatory stage for a mitzvah. Because remember, according to Tosfos, as the Minchas Tinuch explains, if you would have Minchas Tinuch, we know it. It's only a mitzvah of tashbisu if you burn chametz when? After chatzos. And we all destroy our chametz before chatzos. Right? So it's meaning, sorfim t'chil sheish. We now sorfim b'shach hamishis, as we learn. But at the time of the Gemara, they sorfim t'chil sheish because it's not a mitzvah. So it's not even a heksher for a mitzvah. It's just a heksher to avoid an aveira. Okay, so we have lots of good explanations why the having not to make a bracha. The one we'll focus on now is the Ritva and the Ran. Right? Says the Ritva and the Ran that in the Havamina, it's only a hechsher mitzvah of beer, and you don't say a bracha in a hechsher mitzvah. Okay, all the, I mean, all hachminas could be correct simultaneously. But let's deal with this. And then what's the answer? Why do we say a bracha? Fine.
Just going back to the first part of the question,
mm-hmm. The Gemara does seem to have right? The Gemara has a hachmina, right? The Gemara has a hachmina that you make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. They do. Shalmi has a shita. But the Bavli, I don't think it's a shita, just a half meter. I'm not kind of shaliyah. I mean, a bir mitzvah. I don't think the gar is a shita. No. Lasos lulav and lasos sukkah? That's not a shita.
That's not a shaliyah.
Yeah, shaliyah is different. That's not, we're not talking about shaliyah. We're talking about a bir mitzvah. Okay, because clearly, my mevarech, albi or livire. So, what's the maskana? So, the Rebbeinu David here says a very nice hakira. What is the Rebbeinu David's hakira? Rebbeinu David's hakira is, what is the maskana? So, okay, what are the two ways to read the Maskana? Why are you not making a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah? Maybe the bracha is really on beer. You're just making the bracha early. Whoever heard of making the bracha early? You don't make a bracha on yeshiva sukkah when you build the sukkah. Okay, you don't make a bracha on yeshiva sukkah when you build the sukkah. That's a long time beforehand, right? It's not within a few hours. It's not the same calendar day. It's not, you know, you don't have to sit in this sukkah. Meaning, that's a weaker hechsher mitzvah, right? If I buy a lulav, I don't say I'll deal with lulav yet. Okay, because I don't have to pick up this lulav. I could go out and pick up different lulav and trade with my friends. It could be a week in advance. But over here, it's a very close hechsher mitzvah. It's mamish the same day. You're valid. Mamish the same day. And whatever chametz I find, I'm for sure going to destroy. I can't decide not to destroy it and to search some other place else instead. So therefore, it's a very close hechsher mitzvah. It's such a close hechsher mitzvah that it's already considered a haskalah. And therefore, you can make a bracha on the beer, bishas bedika. So one possibility is that the bracha is really on the beer. It's just that bedika equals haskalah's beer. Oh, why do we say that for every hechsher mitzvah? Because every hechsher mitzvah is not as close as bedikas chametz. Okay, someone bring me a raya that the bracha is really on the beer. I'll be your chametz or live by your chametz. We don't know that yet, but in the end, either way, it makes no difference for us, right? I'll be your chametz. Obviously, the bracha is on the beer. Okay, what's the other possibility?
And we don't make a bracha in the day again.
What?
And we don't make another bracha in the day.
Right, we don't make another bracha during the day, right? But why don't we make another bracha during the day? Because we already made a bracha on the beer chametz. Right? We don't make two brachas on the same thing. The other possibility is that the dika is really a mitzvah. How is bedika really a mitzvah? So the simple shot is like Rabbi David says, bedika might not be a mitzvah in the Torah, but it's a mitzvah.
Midrabanan.
And as Rabbi David says very nicely, says Rabbi David, he makes a chakira here. He doesn't say he makes a brisker chakira. He says, I'm thinking of shatim. Don't say the mitzvah is only later, it's not mitzvah now. Kamashlon 1, Rav Yehuda, Kamashlon Yehisha, boding verse, tchilas ha-mitzvah. This is the beginning. It's the beginning. Oh no, my saying shasha omer tzorich levarich, they have a dika shumi drabbanan, kumashu omer amad in your chanukah tzorich levarich, in a mikra begilah, mishachayim levarich, akum beishu mitzvah shalman, midifrayim. And that's machlokas, you make a bracha mitzvah drabbanan, what you possibly do. So he says, either because you're going to mitzvah mikra bonan, that is, right? This is what Rabbeinu David says. He says there's two ways to read the maskana. Either you really make a bracha on the beer in advance, or you're really making a bracha on the bedika. Bedika's only a hechsher. Yeah, but it's really not like building a sukkah. Think about it. Are there rules for when you build a sukkah and how you build a sukkah? I don't know how it looks like. What tools you use to build a sukkah? Is there a rule for what tool you use to build a sukkah and when you have to build a sukkah? And you're not allowed to eat before building the sukkah, etc.? No, building a sukkah is just a hechsher. But bedika is a hechsher that became a mitzvah. They told you when to do it, and they told you what you're allowed to do beforehand, what you're not. They told you what tools you have to use to do it, lower haner, etc. Um, Okay, so hold that thought. Very good. Okay, so I'll have to continue with this Mirza Hashem next time because the hour is late. But basically what I want to figure out next time is the, now I admit you'll find some people sort of in between in this Hakira, but I think pretty much this is a pretty, a very clear Hakira. We want to figure out what's enough to meet in between them. And maybe as Ari points out, delve a little deeper into the Rabbanan aspect. So we'll continue with that Mirza Hashem next time.
I mean, isn't there a problem with that Chita? Because it's just Frushim Yisura. Because, like, according to Tosfos, where the whole B'dikah is Shema Yochal Chametz, it's like my Machronim, something like that.
My Machronim, that's not fear. It's La Frushim Yisakana. That's not fear. But La Frushim Yisura, why not say Bracha? Why not give it to my Mishonim? Why do we do my Mishonim only in case our hands are tummy? It's a mitzvah just in case something else, but it's still a mitzvah. Miami Shonim is a good example. What do I mean, Miami Shonim? Just in case, I'll be Matami Truma.
But okay. That's only part of it. The other part of it is that they would go Zer Lechachila Mishum Suda. I mean, not because of Shema Yochal Truma.
Fair enough. So it's a chiddush b'davar, even though it's just to avoid a problem, whether it's to avoid b'agrolei matzei or to avoid shemi yom lochlo, doesn't matter. Nonetheless, they made it a mitzvah drabbanan. They made it a mitzvah drabbanan. Okay, so that's what you have to say. They made a mitzvah drabbanan and a b'dika. There's something called a chalos b'dika, which is mitzvah drabbanan. Even, now you'll ask, there are various things we have to do because it might lead to a problem. How come some of them are called mitzvahs drabbanan and some of them are not called mitzvahs drabbanan? Right? What makes Bedika mitzvah drabbanan and every other thing we do to avoid a problem? Salting meat is not a mitzvah drabbanan. This is something we do. Kashering kelim is not a mitzvah d'oraisa drabbanan. It's just something we do. Salting meat is not a mitzvah d'oraisa drabbanan. It's something we do. So why is Bedika chametz a mitzvah drabbanan? So the answer is because the other things the chacham didn't give you a specific time and way to do them, so they didn't formalize it into a mitzvah. But Bedika chametz, when they said orlar basar, they made it into a mitzvah drabbanan. It used to be just a thing you had to do. Once they say orlar basar, they make it into a mitzvah drabbanan. Okay, we'll say maybe a little more, but I think that's what I'm saying.
When we once talked about this once before, that it could be that the Rambam seems to indicate that the Rabbanan extended the biur to include bedika. I mean, they just made a big biur.
That they made it, that they extended the mitzvah of tashbisu. Meaning, right. As well, there's no mitzvah say for them to extend. And when it comes to Kasher and Kalim, no mitzvah say to them to extend. Here, since they're extending a mitzvah say, therefore they're making it into a mitzvah. Sukkah, yeah, but no one extended the mitzvah say. Building a sukkah, the Rabbanan never told you how to do or what to do.
The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah sounds like they did do that.
I know, right? So that would be a good explanation for why it's a mitzvah to Rabbanan here and not elsewhere.
No, I agree, but that's a third thing. It's not the first sheet. There's a third thing besides the two that Rabbi Mudavid said. Then, I mean, Rabbi Mudavid is saying they're just very close. It just happened to be close. It's like the Tosfos by Moror and the Leil Seder, but you don't have Shari Yerachas.
Right. Okay. I'm not sure it's a third thing. It might be just something that ties into the two possibilities. You could say, why is this Askala? Like the Rambam, to the extent of mitzvah say. Why did they make this its own mitzvah? Because it's an extension of mitzvah say.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want to ask something?